News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
First drummer was
John Stampy Peeps.
Yeah.
Great, tall, blonde geek with glasses.
Yeah. Good drummer.
Great look, good drummer,
fine. What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things. It was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it.
Yeah. It's not
unsolved, bad, yeah. Really. You know.
And he was replaced by
Stumpy Joe.
Eric Stumpy
Eric
Joe.
Childs.
Yeah. And what happened to Stumpy Joe?
Well, it's not a very pleasant story, but
no.
He died. He choked on. The official explanation was he choked on vomit.
It was actually someone else's vomit.
Well, that was a clip from Spinal Tap, a movie about the famous band Spinal Tap, which band never existed. Inside Hollywood this week, we're looking at mockumentaries where a totally fictitious story is told in a documentary format. I'm joined by Dee Reddy, a pop culture journalist and podcaster. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Paz.
Spinal Tap is great.
This is Spinal Tap. Like, it's the ultimate classic of the genre, I think. Like, it was Fellini, funnily enough, is credited with inventing the genre over 50 years ago. And I think most people would accept that Rob Reiner and the team behind This Is Spinal Tap really took it into what we now know and love in its current form. And of course, Christopher Guest, he can hear there in that clip, playing Nigel Tufnell, the band's lead singer. He himself has gone on to direct a whole host of mockumentary style films like Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration, and Mascots. But This Is Spinal Tap, for many, will be their absolute favourite.
It's 40 years old.
40 years old, 1984.
And it stands the test of time.
It more than stands the test of time. Like, Spinal Tap, the band that was created for the movie, have gone on to tour around the world. They were all actually pretty good musicians, and even the very genre based songs that they created for the movie, they're actually kind of, some of them are very listenable. And it's now it's been confirmed in the last month that they're making a sequel.
Now, What We Do in the Shadows, another mockumentary, what was that about?
So this one is absolutely brilliant. This is from 2014, Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi. This really, so a lot of kind of found footage style or kind of fake documentary style has been used a lot in the horror genre. So it's not so much mockumentary, but this kind of blends the two together. So it puts a group of vampires in a New Zealand house chair. And I guess it asks the question of what is the true horror? Being stuck in a house chair with people for a couple of hundred years or being a vampire?
We have a clip.
Is Peter coming? Shall we be right?
Peter's 8,000 years old. We're not going to have Peter at the meeting. Okay, so I wanted to have a quick chat about flat responsibilities because, guys, I think that we're not all pulling our weight here. We're not just pointing the finger at you, Deacon. You're a cool guy, but you're not pulling your weight in the flat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm cool.
No, that's not the point, though.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Not a flat meeting about how cool you are.
I do my flat chores.
No, you don't.
No, yes, I do. That's why we're having the flat meeting.
The point is, Deacon, that you have not done the dishes for 5 years.
Vladislav is right. It's unacceptable to have so many bloody dishes all over this bench like this.
I'm so embarrassed when people come over here.
Well, what does it matter? You bring them over, you kill them. Vampires don't do dishes.
That's great.
The bloody dishes are literally bloody dishes as well, should be said.
And I'm so embarrassed when people come over here, you bring them over here to kill them.
So good. There's another scene, Pat, where they're trying to get into a nightclub to find some potential victims, and they can't go through the door because the bouncers won't implicitly invite them in, which is a great use of the vampire lore.
You have a few more you might recommend?
Yeah, so there's some absolutely brilliant ones. Drop Dead Gorgeous is an absolute favourite of mine from 1999. This absolutely tanked at the box office when it came out, and up until relatively recently it was only at 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. But now that it's been made available for streaming, a whole new generation of people are discovering it, and it's at 75%. It's brilliant. It's set around a small town in Minnesota in the lead up to a beauty pageant, and Kirsten Dunst, Kirstie Alley and Allison Janney all give absolutely incredible performances, and it's so funny.
And the beauty pageant, the Statue of Liberty on their heads.
Oh,
and, you know, they all love America.
It's ripe for comedy. Like, it's just brilliant. And Allison Janney actually says more people ask her about this film than they do about The West Wing.
Theatre Camp, that's a relatively new one.
This only came out last year, and it is absolutely brilliant. Again, taking something that a lot of people would have very little time for, don't understand the world of, but it's literally a summer school camp for theatre kids. And it just eviscerates kind of dance theatre in general, and it's such a funny but kind of maybe a gentler take on the genre than Drop Dead Gorgeous, but there's still some pretty brutal jokes in it. It's basically a guy who really doesn't understand theatre taking over the camp when his mother passes away.
And finally, briefly, is one I haven't seen. It's All Gone Pete Tong, which is a Cockney rhyming slang for wrong. It's all gone wrong.
Yeah. This is set in Ibiza. It's a DJ. He's a massive megastar who's going deaf. So obviously that's a bit of a problem.
Handicap
a bit of, yeah, absolutely. But this really kind of takes the whole meta side of things and has the actual Pete Tong being interviewed as a talking head about the fake Frankie Wilde within the film. So really, really worth a watch.
Well, it's a genre that will prosper, I suspect, mockumentaries. Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and podcaster, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.